producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly installment of information about what's going on the American family farm, what life is like for the American family farmer, what it's like to own local ag businesses, many of them controlled by farm families, and then the locavore movement, the people who are here to support by buying the products that are produced on these dairies, on these produce farms, the way that it has been done, and a way that profitably it can continue to be done. Joining us on the program today is Chris Pershall, who's the owner of Trogs Hollow Family Farm in Elgin, outside of Chicago. How far are you? You're in the Rockford area, are you not?
Yes, actually, we started in Elgin, which is just in the Chicagoland area, about 45 minutes west. Mm-hmm. And we have, in the last 3 years now, I guess, moved a little bit further west to the Rockford area. So we're actually in Poplar Grove. But, yeah, same general area. Same,
so did you sell the farm in Elgin and then moved west, or do you have both farms still in operation?
Actually, the farm in Elgin was our backyard. We started in the city of Elgin, farming an eighth of an acre in three backyards.
Good Lord.
So the move was to get us a farm.
Mm-hmm. So you have a real farm now, whereas you didn't before. Yeah, that was your goal, in essence.
That's correct, yes.
Yep, all right.
And we do still have a couple acres we rent in Elgin, but they're mostly in cover, and they're being transitioned over to other people because we want to help other people get their start as well.
All right, so let's talk about your family background. Do you have a farm or an agricultural background as a kid growing up?
Not a farm background. I did spend a lot of time on farms because my best friend was a pig farmer. We basically, my whole family, grandparents, great-grandparents, and mom and dad, had at minimum a quarter of an acre in vegetables that we kept for ourselves or shared with friends and basically held over through winter every year. So, that was how I got started.
And how old are you now?
I am 40.
40 years old. Have you done anything to earn a living in your life other than work on the farm?
I have to. Yes, I have in the past. I did get a degree in agriculture from the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
And so with that, with a horticulture emphasis, I went into public gardens and landscape design. And so I made some money to at the beginning of my working career doing that. But especially when the recession came, we did a full transition into farming.
All right. So the expectation versus where you are right now, how different was your idea from the reality that now happens on Trogs Hollow Farm?
You know, I can't say it's a huge difference. I'm a very practical person. I expected a lot of hardship. We went into it with our eyes wide open, thinking that, you know, this was going to be rough. It was a decision, also a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
To get away from the city, not city so much, but the commuting or the driving around and being part of that big hubbub and having the kids out in the rural farm area. So as far as difference, I think the biggest difference from what we thought up front is that our plans have to change year to year to adapt to making this work. It's not just, hey, here's our business plan for 5 years, and it's year five. It's great. We can continue where we're going. No, it doesn't work that way.
All right. So tell us the way it's worked this past year. Tell us what your plans were. This is very, very, very important. This is great information, very instrumental in helping people understand how the life on the farm is never predictable, and even for people
right.
who may have tried to be, in a traditional sense, into the same type of farming, but you can't do mm-hmm. that anymore because the weather changes, the demands of the
That's exactly right.
Folks who want to buy
yeah.
your products change. So what did you start the year thinking you were going to do, and how did that change? You can use this year or any year if you want as an example.
Well, I think the best place to start is we're going into our seventh year of actually selling CSA shares.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning, we did sit down and we put a five-year forecast out, a business plan. We actually went through a business course with our local Craft Alliance, and they helped us get that all together. And that plan was great to establish us. And because our market was intentionally majority CSA shares, that's what we concentrated on. But at the same time, you have to build those shares up. You can't build them up too quickly. And so our forecast over those 5 years was to go from what we started with, which was 5 shares out of our backyard,
mm-hmm.
to 100 shares over those 5 years, which we thought was a slow progression, not to overdo what we were doing, overstress ourselves, and get
yep.
to that sweet spot where we could pay the bills and maybe make a little money. The reality is that over those 5 years, especially over the last couple of years, and not just us, but the small farmers in the area, we found that in the Chicagoland area, there are not as many consumers still jumping on to the CSA local food wagon. And it seems while we do have a good amount of farmers markets popping up all the time, and more, luckily, more and more small vegetable farmers every year around here, that we don't have as many people in the Chicagoland area to cover all these farmers, which is rough, because we have I've also been involved with the Craft Network throughout North America, and especially in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, talking about how, you know, we don't have enough farmers, mm-hmm. enough local farmers anywhere. We need more and more, and now we find out here that we've, I don't want to say we've hit saturation, but there is an education gap in the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm.
So over the last couple of years, we made it in year five up to around 80 shares a week. So we were just at that edge of, we were breaking even, we had our employees set up, and we were doing okay. And that was in year two of being at our permanent farm now. And what we found going from that year five to year six is that now we're trading shareholders with the farms around us, or we're losing shareholders because, oh, that wasn't for us, that was just we wanted to try it out, and CSA isn't for us. So we ended up going from year five to year six and losing shareholders instead of gaining shareholders. It was not a huge drop, but it was enough to take notice. And like I said, when I started, we needed to be in the sweet spot, which is somewhere between 75 and 125 shares, where you have, with a small farm and your small equipment, the ability to farm those 4 or 5 acres, if that's how much you plant, and still pay employees and still make money.
Yeah.
So in the end, and it's great you ask, what did we learn? We learned that we have to change our marketing and change what we're aiming at and change how we're selling.
Well, you have to modify. You have to be aware and cognizant of how the market changes. Hold on to that thought for a second.
Yes.
Chris Pershall is the owner of Trogs Hollow Farm. We're talking about how his this example, somebody who didn't come up in the business but decided to get into it, has matured or continues to mature, as an example of what some of the people listening to this program may be wanting to do. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Are you looking for a special holiday gift that says glamour? Beauty expert and journalist Grace Gold has some suggestions.
The beauty maven on your list will love EcoTools brushes. They're earth-conscious and incredibly well-designed for all beauty needs. The four-piece beautiful complexion set comes gift-wrapped in time for the holidays. The Mini Essentials holiday set costs just $5.99, and all three festive brush sets are under $20 at retailers nationwide or ecotools.com.
What about a glamorous party gift?
Try this for a taste of glamour. Di Serono partners with designer Roberto Cavalli, reimagining the Italian almond liqueur bottle in exotic animal prints. The limited edition bottle costs $28, and a three-pack of minis are just $12.99 and make luxurious stocking stuffers. Profits support Fashion for Development, a UN-sponsored project in Africa.
Available nationwide or online at reservebar.com/DiSerono wears Cavalli or go to DiSerono.com.
Chris Pershall from Trogs Hollow Farm here on American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We're in the Chicagoland area. We're talking. By the way, I didn't ask you this before. Did you participate in 4-H or Future Farmers or anything like that as a kid growing up?
Not directly. I had a best friend who I did all his 4-H stuff with, but I lived in a small town around farms.
Yeah, right.
And so I was not directly involved, no.
All right. So we're talking about marketing, what you've done to change the way you market or find people. Now, you sell CSA shares. Do you have a little stand, and do you sell produce to anybody who goes by, as well as having the people that would come a couple times a week to pick up their produce?
Yes, actually, it's kind of around here you have to.
Yeah.
We have an on-farm stand. We also go to a few farmers markets during the week, and it's basically, for us, that's our advertising. You go to farmers markets, you establish yourself, people get to know you, buying your food at the farmers markets, and then they're like, hey, we buy from you every week, let's sign up for a share. And that is great for us. But, you know, like I was saying, it seems like, I hate to say saturation point in the area, but it's almost what it seems like until we get more education out there for the general public. So, you know, over the last year, we sat down with our shareholders. We said, listen, these are the books. This is what it looks like. We want to stay in business. We know you guys want to support our farm and want farms to stay alive, small farms. What do we do? And what we've come up with over the last year, it's kind of the same thing as it was, but asking our shareholders for more.
Mm-hmm.
What we told them was exactly how the money stood and how things looked and how the reality of raising these crops, and said, you know, we need this much money to survive, and that would mean your shares would cost this much. But if we were able to get this much, we can cut down on the number of shareholders and spend more time on you and supply you year-round.
All right, so let's hold on to that thought as we continue. We're learning how to make this work. Chris Pershall from Trogs Hollow Family Farm on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're continuing on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris Bershaw from Frogs Hollow Family Farm. He's got a CSA model. It's a produce farm. So you don't sell dairy or beef or meat or poultry or pork. You just sell produce, or do you have a way of connecting people to the folks who have source for these other elements? Because a lot of CSA places may not grow everything, but they make it easy for their members to find these other things. Maybe once a week a truck shows up with a beef or pork or that sort of thing, or dairy. Is that something that you do?
It's exactly what we do. It is how our new model works. Like I said, we have switched to a year-round share where we are preserving things for our core shareholders as well as working with the other local farmers and getting the things that we can't produce ourselves right now to these shareholders and these local people. So we work with a meat farmer that does pork and beef and chicken and turkeys. We work with another pork farmer who does just specifically Berkshire pork. We have a local girl, Andy Hazard, who does wonderful local grain, ancient and artisan grains. Mm-hmm. And so we have an add-on share where people can get her grains. We even have a fish share, a salmon share.
Really?
Yeah, it's not as local as we'd like it to be, but it is extremely environmentally friendly and the right way to do it. We have, in Galesburg, Illinois, a fish, co-op, I guess, or a they're a CSA as well, but with fish.
Yeah.
And they have fishermen in Sitka, Alaska, and it is shipped straight to us, line caught, and it is absolutely amazing to be able to offer that to our customers, especially being that it's you know, the best we can do for salmon. Anything that we can get in the area, this includes honey and fruits from Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin. We will, because of our craft farmer network, we have made these connections. They are our friends, and we're able to distribute their products as well through our CSA.
How does that craft relationship work? Explain that for people who may not have it in their area.
Oh, okay. Well, CRAFT, it's an acronym for Collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmer Training. And a huge amount of North America has a CRAFT network with them, but if they don't, they can always call Upper Midwest CRAFT and work. We help people set them up. But it is an alliance of local farmers sitting down and helping other local farmers learn how to do this, transition over to organic. And it's not just vegetables. It's any kind of small farm activity that you need help with. And like I said, we are just the Upper Midwest Craft Organization. There are many others throughout North America. But it is an organization that helps farmers or people who want to be farmers get into or get through their tough spots or learning what they need to do to continue and keep their farms moving.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, and what do some of your colleagues think about the cool country of origin labeling? It doesn't affect you necessarily, or the beef, well, because you're going to know the people buying. Maybe the better way of asking this is, do you think you're going to be helped, your business helped, by the government's regulations that will keep people who go to the supermarket from knowing where beef and the like comes from?
I don't think it'll help us at all.
You don't?
Yeah. If it's going to keep people from knowing things, it's no good.
Well, you didn't have to label. People who are buying things from you are assuming that it's local to begin with, and you sort of, I think, certify it. It sounds like you do. Let's follow this reasoning. I want to pause for a moment here, but let's follow this reasoning and think it through a little bit more as to how you're affected by some of the government interference, that's what I call it, in family farming. This is the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard. standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now after the hour, at the right time this time around. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly American Family Farmer, broadcast on stations all around the country, and you can hear it all around the world on various connections that we have to the internet and various, we have like TuneIn Radio. You can go there and find it. You can go to the DougSteffen.com website and find it. You can find it on CRN and just most of the good popular radio sites. We have the owner of Trogs Hollow Family Farm, Mr. Chris Purcell here. We're talking about how all of the various pieces of the pie are affected by the government now. We're going to focus on that for a few minutes. The country of origin labeling is where we started. You said that doesn't help you or it doesn't really affect you one way or another. And I was speculating that it was because people know that the sources of your food, what you're selling there, are all pretty local. Should I not assume that?
No, that's where I'm coming from, is that the people that are buying from us, we tell everybody, know your farmer.
Yeah.
And so if they're paying attention, then they're talking with their farmer and they're knowing where their food is coming from. I think that as far as the labeling in the supermarkets, it does damage to the general public's education or knowledge of food.
Yeah.
In that they assume things are safe and straightforward about where their food is coming from. And the reality is not labeling just is covering the truth.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what it, that's exactly.
Mean it's, yeah, good or bad. It's just they don't know then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very frustrating reality. The cool the World Trade Organization telling us how to run our country, the Environmental Protection Agency getting involved in regulations. All these regulations. How often do you see on your farm regulators or officials or people who are inspectors? How often do you have to deal with that on your size farm?
Well, on our size farm, I have rarely had to deal with government officials. We are small enough, and it's funny you mention this. I was just listening to a podcast about the FMSA regulations that are coming out. Mm-hmm. And we're all worried that now we are going to have more and more regulators showing up and trying to tell us what to do. And I think that the people we've had at the table and the public input has been enough, because we're seeing that farms that are small or micro-sized that sell to the immediate local area directly mm-hmm. are being told, no, you're okay. It's okay. We don't, you know, keep records of who you're selling to, but we don't want to bother you. And that's the good thing, as long as we're doing produce. Now, we do have local inspectors that like to show up or come to farmers markets and sometimes, you know, might not know all the regulations. But for the most part, small produce farms, there isn't, as far as I've noticed, a lot of government interference directly on the farm. Our biggest issue lately, like I said, has been the Food Safety Modernization Act, where it seemed as if they weren't taking into account the practicality of the law for small size farmers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that isn't. They want to regulate everything. The government wants to put, in my reckoning, my world, all I see is the government trying to put the small family farmer out of business because as we get down to source now, with this merger proposed for Dow and DuPont, this is a horror show for the for the farmer, and a horror show for the consumer, a horror show for Americans. But because there's so much money involved and so much corruption, I'm giving you my twist on this, that this will probably sooner or later go through. So it now will limit people like you to five sources, five major players when it comes to agricultural products, services, when it comes to seed, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. How do you handle your seed? Do you buy from some of the smaller places like Johnny's, or do you take seed from the products you grow every year and save it so you can reuse it? How do you do it?
We do a combination. We do whatever we can. We do save seeds wherever we can. We don't have a huge enough amount of acres to separate everything the way we'd like, but we save seeds where we can. We do order from small seed companies. Our main seed supplier is High Mowing Seeds in Vermont, mostly because they are completely 100% organic and GMO-free. And I just have trusted them this whole time. We do order from Johnny's, like I said, and also Seed Savers in northern Iowa. We love working with them because they're, you know, regular people saving seeds, and that's hugely important to us. The other thing is that we have friends all over the area and over the country, and we share seeds ourselves. Mm-hmm. I have a particular type of squash, winter squash, that my friend who used to work up here with us is in New Mexico and is sending us to try out next summer. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, wherever we can, but definitely trying to find the small companies that are doing things the way that we are.
Yeah, there's that, and that's the sort of thing that has to be done, but you also have to look out for regulators. You have to look out for when these companies get together like Dow and DuPont, they're going to try to strangle you the same as Monsanto has been trying to strangle you and everybody else so they can control the complete source of supply. I think your customers, the locavores, are pretty aware of this and pretty resistant to anything that has a GMO label attached to it, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's a constant question we get, even if they're not our customers, if they're new customers or people that are curious and are locavores, that, you know, it's their main concern is this GMO free or is this a seed from one of the big companies? And, you know, we have documentation. We have the sales that show, no, we're purposely going out of our way not to buy seeds from these huge mega corps. I mean, we're in Illinois.
Yeah.
That's what the state is.
Yeah, frankly, exactly.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's, we go out of our way to make sure we let people know where our product, you know, our seeds are coming from.
That's an interesting question. How much land do you have there in Poplar Grove?
We have 11 acres.
11 acres, okay. And you'd buy more or you'd rent more if you could get a hold of more, right?
Of course.
When land comes up, do you find yourself fighting with the big farmers who want to? I've noticed this in a couple of areas in the country where these farmers who have done well with grains have a lot of money, and they'll bid the price up to make sure that they get more land for themselves, but also to keep guys like you from growing. Have you noticed that to be a trend where you are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I building this business, we don't have a huge amount of money to acquire land at the moment.
Right.
But we do see the sales. And we're in a very weird spot where our land is divided in half, not half exactly, but down one side is a corn and soy field.
Right.
That divides up our property. And for the whole time we've been looking at the property and been there, we're watching it. It's been up for sale three times, three different owners. We go in and talk to them, and they don't want to even talk to us at all.
Really?
They don't want to have anything to do with it. And more of our problem
because they don't like you because you're a small truck farmer, and you get in the way of these guys getting bigger. Is that why they don't want to talk to you?
That is some of the reason. Like one of the sellers was the biggest landowner in Boone County and wanted to make sure it stayed with a large landowner. The other reason is that, you know, between the state regulations and farmers wanting to sell things in huge quantities, we can't get, you know, okay, we want those 10 acres right there. Just we'll pay a premium for them, I guess.
Yeah.
But no. This goes to another farmer so that they get their 184, 250 acres and attach it to that farm over there. And that's been our real big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think local farmers too?
Do you think that they don't respect what you're doing? They not see you as real farmers?
You know, it depends on the area around here. We are, close to the border in Poplar Grove to Wisconsin. And in southern Wisconsin, there is a huge movement of local farms. There's a lot of respect up there, and that is bleeding over a little bit. That's a good thing. But where we started in Elgin, which is a city, but we also had land in the countryside there,
right. There
was, different county, a little bit further south and east. There was a less of respect, and we did get the attitude that, hey, this is a joke. What are you talking about? You can't do anything on this land. And the fact is, we all know that growing vegetables and selling CSA, it is a reasonable business model.
Mm-hmm.
There are people making money supporting their families,
yeah,
just like these guys in tractors with thousands of acres. It is sustainable, economically even. And so I see that, like I said, north by the border where we are, there's more of us popping up, and there's more of a respect, but it is, again, it's Illinois. So we are a corn and soy state, and that's very hard to get over.
All right, so you said you were your land was between two or three different parcels where there is GMO cropping being done. So how do you keep that from influencing good wind, especially if you're growing corn and that sort of stuff, can cross-pollinate the stuff you're growing and the stuff they're growing? It wouldn't be the first time Monsanto sued somebody like you for supposedly using stuff that they were responsible for. That the wind blows over some of their stuff, it contaminates yours. Next thing you know, they're going to say, you're growing our fee, you're growing your seed, you're growing produce from us, you didn't pay for the seed, we're going to sue you.
Yeah, what do we do? There's not much we can do, frankly. We try to watch when they're planting, when they're fertilizing, when they're spraying, and their arms of death come out, and give them the stink eye or whatever you want to call it to make sure that they are not doing things on windy days. Luckily, we have not had anything occur where we've had any damage from the neighbors so far. The other thing, I guess, that we do, we are produce, not grain, so there isn't going to be much breeding between the types of plants.
Right.
But I have thought about it, and the corn that we plant, the little bit we do, we always bring our seeds in.
Mm. There you go.
We're not saving anything that would even have that chance. It's just not worth it to us.
Chris Pershall from Trog Hollow Farmer telling the story of a family farmer getting the farm started, how it's working, ideas for you if you're in the same state, shall we say. I don't mean necessarily the state of Illinois. We'll continue in a moment on the American Family Farmer.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2 X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at officedepot.com/holiday for today's best deals. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1,800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome Control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Chris Purcell, nice enough to spend the time with us here on the American Family Farmer from Trogs Hollow Family Farm. You can go to TrogsHollow.com, TrogsHollow.com to see what is going on there. Help. How easy or not is it for you to find help?
It's hard. I just want to make sure I'm clear. You're talking about help in the field.
Yeah, right? People that help you on the farm. Yes. Yep.
Yes, there's a lot of people who want to help in all sorts of ways.
But well, I meant, I'm sorry, I should have clarified. Yeah, because there are a lot of volunteers that will want to go out and work in the field and have some fun and get a little money off of the cost of their CSA. No, I meant in terms of who you have working for you on a full-time basis. Is that easy or hard for you to find?
It's difficult. All of us in this area, that's one of our main talking points when we have our regular meetings is, you know, where are we getting the help from? How do we keep help here? How do we train them? How do we, you know, all those things. It's, you know, the help around here ranges from immigrant Hispanic labor to immigrants from Asia to high school kids to other folks that are coming up through the We Want to Be Farmers process and working on farms. So we have to basically take whoever can do it and wants to.
Yeah, well, it's hard business, but when you're dedicated to it, it gets into your blood. It's hard to get it out. I will tell you that as a lifelong farmer I've not ever been interested really in produce. I've been interested in animals and dairy, but it's the same for all of us who are trying to survive in this environment. So I look to you for some ideas. Again, I'd send people to trogshollow.com, a farm. Chris Pershall here, the owner, with some ideas and some solutions to problems that people like he, like him and his family have as he runs his small farm. Thanks again. Best of luck. Happy New Year, Chris. This is the American Family Farmer.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment. There have been a lot of people working on this three-year legislative process formulating the Food Safety Modernization Act. It began, actually, as I recall, back in 2009-2010. There were two full rounds of public comment because the Food and Drug Administration, in their arrogance, had proposed rules that were completely unworkable, untenable, and the public got wind of it, and the process stopped and started over again. But leave it to these fools who are in the federal government to be able to push things through, hide things for whatever the reason. Why do you ever think, why is it the government is so anti the citizens of our country? They'll tell you that they're here to protect. They aren't here to protect. They aren't here to serve. They're not helping you at all with these. The American Family Farmer is being radically affected. And I dare say a year from now or 2 years from now, after these final food safety regulations are enacted, you'll be out of business, many of you, because of the unrelenting effect. Now, you hear this program with regularity. I know that sometimes it sounds like I'm, if you'll pardon the pun, cowing to these people. I'm after them all the time. I am, because I'm so sick of people who work hard like you and me. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. I've had to shut down operations on my farm because it just isn't practical where I am to have people looking down their noses at me, breathing over my shoulder every day to try to run a farm that's based on healthy, really solid food production. This interest, in this case, food is dairy, cheese, butter, ice cream, that sort of thing. So what do these final rules give to you? They don't give you anything except a headache. They give the FDA the ability to regulate large-scale food manufacturers, but only to a certain extent. And you and I all know that the big problems in our country when it comes to the food supply, the food chain, are from the big guys, not from the little guys. So depending on how you farm, how you process, how you operate, the size, the compliance will be spread out over the next 5 years. But the farming industry is required to avoid supposedly the presence of allergens in food. So how do we do that now? What do you think these rules change in the reality of they just more regulations get in the way of people being able to survive and make money? There's nothing good that affects the smaller farmer because the small farmer isn't the problem. The big farmer. So the redefinition of farms and food facilities, one of the major shifts for the farm versus food facility classifications, has to do with rewriting the metrics that were put together before as a result of the Bioterrorism Act of 2002, and those regulatory things were asinine, so they changed those to a certain extent. But what they haven't dealt with and what they're not doing, as a matter of fact, they're running away from clearly labeling food. This is process they're involved in rather than product. The process of farming and what we're supposed to do and what a waterway is and stuff that anybody who has any common sense whatsoever who's a farmer is going to know to do or not to do based on experience. And the problems, the biggest problems we've had in agriculture have not been from the family farms. They have been from not only, it isn't even domestically produced sources of food, it's the internationalists who come in, the food that comes from offshore or out of the country. And so as you look around at the fate of the cool country of origin labeling fiasco, you don't, maybe you haven't heard this or you didn't realize it, that 9 out of 10 Americans wanted these labels on not only beef, but all GMO food, all food. There is strong support. 89% of people in this country want to know if their food is genetically modified, and they want to know where it comes from. And we're not getting either of those from the government we have right now. So maybe as you're putting together your priorities for who you want to see elected this time around in this new year, maybe you need to know or be talking to your friends or your customers about what you have to go through, or enlist some of the people from the locavore movement to help you tell your story so that we aren't all faced with extinction, because I think that's really what's going on here. And every time you turn around, there's some new rule, there's some new incursion, and certainly the cool country of origin labeling doesn't help us at all to extend the value and virtue of our own products. It's shameful. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.